The Castle of Love. Chapter 1. 1857. The Star of India was sailing towards the coast of England. Hugo, Earl of Reuven, stood alone on deck. He was enjoying the sound of the sails flapping in the breeze and the fresh, salty air. His cabin was comfortable, but very small. In sultry weather such as they had been having for the last few days, it became unbearably stuffy. The sea breeze ruffled his thick black hair. Other passengers strolling along the deck, especially the ladies, turned to look at him as they passed. He was a very handsome man, tall and lean. His strong features were dark from his 10 years in India. He had been an officer there with the 9th Regiment of Foot. Now he was sailing home to England. The ladies longed to chat with him, but they had learned that the Earl liked to keep himself to himself. He had spoken to hardly anyone during their entire voyage, taking his meals in his cabin, and only venturing on deck when there were few other passengers about. Only his valet had been allowed to attend him.
"They say, Georgina, that we shall see the coast of England at any moment," said one of the ladies,
ruefully eyeing the Earl's handsome figure as he sauntered by.
"That may be, Letitia," replied her friend, "but let us hope the weather holds. I do not like the look of those dark clouds."
Letitia lingered a moment, and then turned back to the Earl. She was feeling a little more intrepid than usual today.
"Do you think, sir, there will be a storm before we reach England?" she asked.
The Earl did not even turn. He disliked the artificial tone of her voice. He had known so many ladies like her in India, officers' wives, whose chief source of entertainment was gossip.